Grüezi miteinander, ganz herzlich willkommen und einen wunderschönen guten Tag. Ich melde mich noch einmal aus Kiew für Weltwoche Daily Spezial. Now in conversation, I switch to English, now in conversation with Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who is also the President of the European Council. After his peace mission, we can say his top secret peace mission here in Kiev. I had the impression it was a bit the frozen atmosphere at the press conference between you and President Zelensky, but what is your assessment, Prime Minister?
The press conference was a little bit chilly because the expectation was very high and unsure. The journalists were not sure what will happen. Mm-hmm. It will be a public discussion and confrontation between the two leaders, or it will be more a cooperative statement, or what's going on. When somebody is coming to Ukraine, it's easy to forecast what will happen. Applauding, saying, Viva Ukraine, we are with you, it's our war, blah, 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 and so on. But, you know, Hungarian position is different. Mm-hmm. We don't think it's our war. It's a Ukraine-Russian war, invaded Ukraine by the Russians. And Hungary's interest is not to continue to war, but rather the peace. And I try to represent the interest of Europe in a fair and objective way, which a different attitude than regularly they used to have.
You had a very interesting idea. If I'm right, I mean, that was your plan. You tried to convince President Zelensky that he actually should take an initiative for peace before the American elections, because then Ukraine, Europe could settle or to try to settle this war before a new president probably could come in the United States. How did you go about to convince him? How is it to talk to the Ukrainian president under four eyes?
So basically, I tried to do three things. First is to close the not very much flourishing relationship between Ukraine and Hungary up to now and say that belongs to the past. And let's turn to the future, because we have a lot of things to be done together, Hungary and Ukraine, especially because we have a quite high number of Hungarian-born community here in Ukraine, especially on the territory of Ukraine, which was earlier part of Hungary. And we have that strong community, and they were discriminated in the past. So I said we would not like to continue that discussion, but because you are now applying for membership of European Union and you would like to go ahead with the negotiation, you have to fulfill the so-called criterias, which means that human rights and the minority rights must be respected, and you should put together, you should put forward a kind of action plan which can be very good for the Hungarian minority. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to cooperate with you. Mm-hmm. How can you do a good action plan which could be helpful for your negotiation process and at the same time good for the Hungarian communities living in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. So that was the number one target. The number second was to explain the situation that the time is running out and peace is very important, because every day hundreds of soldiers are dying on the front line, and we don't see how is there any solution at the front line. But my intention was not to convince Zelensky and not to make a proposal for him. My mission was rather to make understandable, to clarify what is his position and where are his limits when we speak about peace. Because my purpose is to make a report to the European Council on the possibility of the peace. In order to get to know and identify the possibility of the peace, first we have to understand what are the limits of the others. Mm-hmm. So that's what I have done today, clarification, whether is it any chance to change the methodology we have used up to now. What's going on now? There are some proposals on the tables targeting peace negotiations and solutions for the conflict. But it's obvious that this process is long, slow, complicated, and we waste a lot of time. So it put months or even half a year or even more to put together any plan which would be acceptable for everybody as a basis for negotiation. But we don't have that many time because people are dying, you know. Mm-hmm. From Christian point of view, every day is a lost day. So therefore, my idea was to ask Mr. Zelensky, why we don't change the order? What is his opinion about the possibility to raise a ceasefire first, even a limited one, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks time, and to say that during this ceasefire, we can accelerate the negotiations on the peace process.
So ceasefire first, peace afterwards.
Yeah, that's how we can accelerate the process which could lead us to the peace.
And what did he say?
He said he has some doubts about it. He was not very much happy with that. He said that let's contemplate on that, let's think about that. He has some bad experiences with previous ceasefires, which in his interpretation was not good for Ukraine. So therefore, he understood the position, he explained his limits, and we will see how to continue.
What will be the hope now? I mean, are we closer to an ending of this war? What is the essence of this trip, of this kind of clandestine trip to Kiev?
You know, if you would like to be useful and helpful for others, you have to withdraw your own ego. So it must be clandestine. If you would like to appear as somebody who is managing the things, you will be never successful. It's a kind of service, you know, for the others. So you should behave in a different way. That's why it is clandestine. But it's rather to withdraw of the ego, which in politics is not easy anyway. So that's what I try to do. I'm not important. What is important is the war and the peace. What is important, the position of Ukraine and Russia. And what is important is the interest of European Union. Decisions concerning peace and war will be not made by Hungary. We don't have any legitimacy for that. It must be done by the prime ministers and presidents of the European Union, which means the Council. So I think, all in all, today we made one step forward, and tomorrow we will do another one.
Very last question, very short answer, please. You said in an interview with Weltwoche 1 year before, your most important observation, a surprising observation during the Ukraine war was that the European Union basically doesn't exist as a foreign policy active power. You are now the president of the European Council. What is the most important thing that has to happen that Europe gets a grip again on the steering wheel in this crisis, which is so imminent for Europe?
Everything depends on the big leaders of the European Union, you know. So if the Germans and the French and the Italians are not coming together and making decisions and suggestions for the others, that kind of slow process, disappearing from the international arena, dealing too much with distribution, the policies and positions at this moment, which is going on, it's all wasted time. So I was in Berlin, I was in Rome, I was in Paris. That's how I have started this peace mission, to convince the leaders that they should take a lead. Otherwise, in the international arena, Europe will even not appear at all.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. And I think we will see some more clandestine diplomacy again. Wir werden noch weitere Geheimmissionen sehen. Premierminister Viktor Orban, ganz herzlichen Dank für dieses Gespräch und Ihnen vielen Dank für die Aufmerksamkeit. Jetzt verabschiede ich mich aus Kiew, melde mich zurück und wünsche Ihnen noch einen schönen Tag hier aus der ungarischen Botschaft in der sehr schönen sommerlichen Stadt Kiew.